It's 11 trivia questions on Avengers Endgame actors based on three other roles, as written by Patreon subscriber Luke McKay. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this little show. If you like pop culture trivia, you are in the right place, because today we are doing Avengers Endgame actor trivia. Luke McKay, one of my pals from Australia and a longtime listener of the show, has devised a nice little quiz on 11 questions that you're going to have to figure out. Now, he's got these roles for different actors, so like characters they played in movies, actors and actresses, from people who appeared in Avengers Endgame. And I think he sent me this quiz when the movie came out, and I'm just getting to it now. So I apologize, Luke, but I thought it'd be fun to play nonetheless. So we are going to do this quiz, and I'll give you those three roles, and you tell me what actor we're talking about. For extra points, you could kind of write down the name of the movie that they appeared in and things like that, because he kind of goes over all that in his answer section. So I will read that stuff to you as well. I have a fun little card here of true-false questions I thought I'd ask you on today's episode intro, just to get your brain going before we start the actual episode. This is from a stack of cards I have called True or False, Big Brainiacs, Little Brainiacs. Sometimes I take one of these cards and I'll just mail it to somebody. If they win something on the show, I might send them this and a postcard and a sticker or something like that. So be on the lookout for these kinds of things if you're a new listener and you get something mailed to you from me. But here we go. Let's do some true false real quick. Number one, Jennifer Lawrence auditioned for the role of Bella Swan in Twilight. Is that true or false? I'll give you a second to think about it. And it is true, although she obviously missed out to Kristen Stewart. That's what the card says. Here's number two. As of 2014, the USA has hosted a total of 8 Summer and Winter Olympic Games. Is that true or false? The answer is true. 4 summer and 4 winter games have been held in the U.S. of A. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Number three, Henry VIII's third wife, Jane Seymour, was beheaded. Is that true or false? It was false. She died of natural causes 2 weeks after giving birth to their son, Edward. Number four, David Bowie's real name is David Smith. Is that true or false? The answer was false. It's actually David Jones, not Bowie or Smith, but Jones. And number five, a group of swallows is named a gulp. True or false? The answer's true. You could also call them a flight or gulp of swallows. That's funny. And number six, St. Christopher is the patron saint of animals. True or false? That one would be false. He is the patron saint of travelers, not animals. St. Francis of Assisi is the patron saint of animals. So there's a little quiz card for you, just to kind of get your brain going, thinking about stuff, getting some tidbits to tell your coworkers about when you tell them what you were listening to. Because sometimes people at work will go, hey, listen to any new podcasts? And you can go, yeah, the Trivia with Buds podcast. True or false, St. Francis of Assisi was the patron saint of animals. And you can say, yes, that is true. I just learned that. So I hope you had fun with those questions. And I hope you have fun with these questions coming to you from Luke McKay. Three roles, name the actor from Avengers Endgame. Here we go. All right, I'll do a quick example that Luke set up at the beginning. He said Mace Windu, Jules Winfield, and Frozone would be Samuel L. Jackson. He played Mace Windu in Star Wars Episodes 1-3, Jules Winfield in Pulp Fiction, and Frozone in The Incredibles. So that's your example. And here comes your first question of this quiz. Number one, Charlie Chaplin, Sherlock Holmes, and Kirk Lazarus. Number one, Charlie Chaplin, Sherlock Holmes, and Kirk Lazarus. Question number two, Smaug, Alan Turing, and William Prince Ford. Number two, Smaug, Alan Turing, and William Prince Ford. Question number three, N.V. Adams, Molly Tracy, and Ma. N.V. Adams, Molly Tracy, and Ma. Question number four, Johnny Storm, Jake Weiler, and Curtis Everett. Number four, Johnny Storm, Jake Weiler, and Curtis Everett. Question number five, Nathan Summers, Joe Doucette, and Jonah Hex. Number five, Nathan Summers, Joe Doucette, and Jonah Hex. Number six on your list, Owen Grady, Emmett Burkowski, and Jim Preston. Number six, Owen Grady, Emmett Burkowski, and Jim Preston. Number seven, James Hunt, George Kirk, and The Huntsman. Number seven, James Hunt, George Kirk, and The Huntsman. Question number eight, Charlotte Ka, that's K-A-A, and Lucy. Charlotte Ka and Lucy. Number nine, Mr. Hinks, H-I-N-X. Mr. Hinks, Sapper Morton, and Diaz. Number nine, Mr. Hinks, Sapper Morton, and Diaz. Question number 10, John Lennon, Peter Clavin, and Brian Fantana. Number 10, John Lennon, Peter Clavin, and Brian Fantana. Your bonus question on Avengers Endgame actors. Number 11, Driver, Barber, and Thirsty Gambler. Number 11, Driver, Barber, and Thirsty Gambler. We will be right back with the answers to all those Avengers Endgame actor quiz questions from Luke McKay in just a second. Here we go with some Avengers trivia, the actors from Endgame. Were you able to figure these all out? Luke really mapped it out in the answers so you can figure out exactly what you got right and wrong. Here's number one. Charlie Chaplin, Sherlock Holmes, and Kirk Lazarus. That was, of course, Robert Downey Jr. He played Chaplin in the movie Chaplin, Charlie Chaplin. He played Sherlock Holmes in Sherlock Holmes and A Game of Shadows. And in Tropic Thunder, he was that character, Kirk Lazarus. Number two, we had Smaug, Alan Turing, and William Prince Ford. The answer was Benedict Cumberbatch, who was in The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug as Smaug. The Imitation Game as Alan Turing, and 12 Years a Slave as William Prince Ford. Number three, Envy Adams, Molly Tracy, and Ma. The answer was Brie Larson. Envy Adams is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. 21 Jump Street for Molly Tracy, and Ma is the movie Room, where she's trapped with her son. Number four, Johnny Storm, Jake Weiler, and Curtis Everett was Chris Evans. Number four, Fantastic Four and Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer for Johnny Storm. Not Another Teen Movie for Jake Weiler, and Snowpiercer for Curtis Everett, a movie that I thought was pretty dang cool. Number five, Owen Grady, Emmett Burkowski, and Jim Preston. We had Chris Pratt, who was in Jurassic World and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom as Owen Grady, and then he was in the Lego Movie 1 and 2 as Emmett Burkowski, and Jim Preston in the movie Passengers, which I never saw, but looked kind of interesting. Number six, James Hunt, George Kirk, and The Huntsman. Chris Hemsworth was the answer there. In Rush, he plays James Hunt. George Kirk in Star Trek, and Snow White and The Huntsman in and The Huntsman Winter's War. He was The Huntsman. Number seven, we had Nathan Summers, Joe Doucette, and Jonah Hex. That was Josh Brolin. Nathan Summers, his character in Deadpool 2. Joe Doucette was Old Boy, and Jonah Hex was Jonah Hex. Number eight, Charlotte Ka and Lucy was Scarlett Johansson. Lost in Translation, The Jungle Book. Oh, that's where Ka comes from. That makes sense. And Lucy, she's Lucy. Number nine, Mr. Hinks, Sapper Morton, and Diaz. That would be Dave Bautista, the wrestler. Batista, an actor. He was Inspector as Mr. Hinks, Blade Runner 2049 as Sapper Morton, and in the movie Riddick, he played Diaz? I don't know anything about that. Number 10, John Lennon, Peter Clavin, and Brian Fantana was, of course, Paul Rudd. Brian Fantana from Anchorman, and John Lennon, that was Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. He plays John Lennon, and I Love You Man as Peter Clavin. He was also Brian Fantana in the sequel to Anchorman called The Legend Continues, which was really funny for the first half hour. And here we go with the bonus. This was a tough one, but maybe you could figure it out for Avengers Endgame actors. Driver, Barber, and Thirsty Gambler are the vague names of Stan Lee characters in some Marvel films. So that was a nice nod to Stan Lee, the late great Stan Lee. In Avengers Endgame, he was a driver In Thor Ragnarok, he was a barber, and in Black Panther, he was a thirsty gambler, I think, if that's how the order is on how Luke wrote these. Great job, Luke. Very fun quiz. Thank you so much for sending that to me. As always, you're always sending me a bunch of cool stuff, and I appreciate it. So thanks for the content. And thanks to everybody who listens to this show and helps make it what it is every single day. It's time for the trivia team name of the day, speaking of days, and I have one for you. It's based on a Nickelodeon show called Salute Your Shorts, and it's simply switching shorts to jorts. So if you need a nice 90s-inspired team name, try Salute Your Jorts with a J. Salute Your Jorts. That's the team name of the day. And it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out and all the great work they can do for you in the world of printing at fmdesignsinc.com. Your question is, name three different actors who have played the Incredible Hulk in theatrical films. Name three different actors who have played the Hulk in theatrical films. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.